Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We now see what police saw. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and Dallas police have released body cam video of an officer-involved shooting in which a man wanted on a capital murder charge was shot and killed by officers. Dallas Police Fugitive Unit was searching for a suspect in an unrelated case when they got word that 18-year-old Joey Frere, who was wanted at a Farmers Branch on a capital murder charge, was in the area. Chief Eddie Garcia says officers spotted a vehicle with Frere inside and, after an hour of following it, tried to pull them over. After repeated demands and the use of flashbangs, Garcia says the driver of the vehicle got out, but Frere didn't budge.
A second flashbang was deployed, and Frere is seen with his gun and fires at Dallas police officers at least twice. The officers returned fire, hitting the suspect multiple times. Frere ran from the car and fell to the ground, ultimately dropping his weapon.
Garcia identified that weapon as a 9mm. He says six officers fired more than 50 rounds at Frere. One officer was taken to the hospital after being shot in the left foot. He was treated and released. Frere died at the hospital. Garcia says after a search of the vehicle, another weapon was found, a handgun with a modified Glock switch.
We are fortunate that an officer was not lost on that day. These are dangerous, violent criminals they go out after each day, and our men and women, all of them, who put their lives on every day to protect and keep our city safe.
All six officers involved are on administrative leave. Now, police departments across the nation and here in North Texas are preparing for possible protests once Memphis police release the body camera footage that shows the beating of Tyree Nichols. KRLD's Alan Skaya says Dallas's police chief is speaking out about preparations.
Dallas police say they understand the emotion with this case and the emotions that may come from seeing the video.
Oftentimes, it's not just the incident, but it's the manner in which we as police departments respond to that incident that we're often judged by. And I think the Memphis Police Department and Chief Davis has done a very good job at that.
Chief Eddie Garcia is meeting with community and faith leaders. State Senator Tan Parker says those officers in Memphis do not represent the entire profession.
None of us are perfect. It's a fallen world. But the job that law enforcement does day in and day out is extraordinary.
He says everyone rallied around police after five officers were killed in downtown Dallas in 2016. But that support appears to be waning now.
We've got to get out of these cycles where the pendulum swings one way or the other. And we're just going to focus on the importance of law enforcement taking care of all of us.
Dallas police say they'll make sure anyone who chooses to protest can do so safely. But they've got additional teams on standby, and departments are sharing information to prevent attacks on groups of people or infrastructure. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Fort Worth's teen curfew will expire next month, and as KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports, any discussion to extend it could end up being a moot point.
The Fort Worth City Council had voted earlier this month to extend the city's long-standing teen curfew for 30 days so that it could have more time to garner public input and further examine the issue. But now the city says it will allow the ordinance to lapse on February 13th. That's because a bill has been filed in the state Senate that would prohibit cities and counties from imposing teen curfews. Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker tells me that's why it's best to put the brakes on the discussion for the time being.
When you know this is transpiring in Austin and you could be going through what could be a divisive issue at council, that didn't feel like it was necessary right now.
The bill was filed by Republican Brian Hughes, and Mayor Parker says it has the support of both Republicans and Democrats.
300 billboards are popping up along the highways across Texas to try to stop human trafficking. The billboards have the phrase, "Can you see me?" and numbers to report trafficking. Sophia Strother says her own mother trafficked her for years until she escaped thanks to a positive relationship.
The mental bonds can be far more devastating than anything you can physically see. So I ask that you continue to keep up the fight. I ask that you continue to see the 9-year-old girls, the 13-year-old boys, all of us that have yet to find our voice.
Now, the governor's office says a similar ad campaign 3 years ago led to a 30% increase in calls to the National Trafficking Hotline. and police found 1,600 victims. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Dallas City Council passed a proclamation this year to recognize the day. Council member Kara Mendelson says it has special meaning for her family.
This day, I remember the murder of my own family members and how the Holocaust affected my grandparents who escaped from Poland to America. And I share my personal story as part of Holocaust education.
Dallas City Hall is hosting an art exhibit this month featuring items on loan from the Consul General of Israel in Houston. And a new poll shows Texans are pessimistic about the direction of the country.
The Texas Lyceum surveyed 1,000 people over the phone. Their 2023 poll shows big concerns about the future of the state and the country. Only 15% of the people in Texas they surveyed said the national economy was better this year than last year, and 59% said it was getting worse. Only 28% of the people responding said they thought the country was headed in the right direction. Texans are also concerned about the state's growing population. 44% say it has had a positive impact, but 34% say the impact has been negative. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Have a good weekend with your afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.